I'm Dorian Jones in Turkey, where President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's chief rival in this month's election, Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, has confronted a Turkish political taboo by speaking out about being an Alevi, a member of a progressive Islamic sect targeted by centuries of discrimination and violence. It's a move that is seen as a major and potentially dangerous political gamble by Kılıçdaroğlu.
İlk oyunu verecek olan sevgili evlatlarım, ben Aleviyim.
On YouTube, presidential candidate Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, addressing first-time voters, declares his Alevi religious identity and that society should treat all people's beliefs equally. However, such admissions are rare in Turkish politics, as Alevism, a sect of Islam, has suffered centuries of prejudice and discrimination by the Sunni Muslim majority. İşte Gözaydın is an expert on religion and politics.
The Alevis in this society have been suffering since the 16th century as an ethnic and religious group. They've been discriminated. There's a stigma for the Alevi identity by the Sunni understanding. It's a different interpretation of Islam than the Sunni understanding. The rituals are different, the interpretation is different, the philosophy is different. So the hardcore Sunni ones do perceive it as a heretical interpretation.
Alevi is a mystical belief that combines religions, cultures, or ideas. It's rooted in Islam, Sufism, and some traditions of shamanism. Alevis pray in cemevis rather than mosques, worshipping through dance. Unlike most interpretations of Islam, there is no separation of men and women in prayer, and women aren't obliged to wear religious headscarves. Alevis have been repeatedly victims of sectarian violence. In 1993, a religious mob chanting "Kill the non-believers" burned down a hotel hosting an Alevi cultural festival, killing 37 in the Turkish city of Sivas. The violence continues to this day. Selami Sarıtaş, head of Istanbul's Kartal Cemevi, was attacked last year by a sectarian mob. He welcomed Kılıçdaroğlu's video.
This video has brought a lot of relief to our society. At least now it has come to the point where people can talk more openly about their Alevi identity. We want our children to live in this country in safety. We want our children to live in this country as equals in terms of work, as equals in terms of education, as equals in every sense.
Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, Alevilik de uzaktan yakından alakası olmaz.
Not everyone is so enthusiastic. This video on social media attacks Kılıçdaroğlu, accusing him of seeking to divide the nation and saying there is only one interpretation of Islam. Such accusations are common, along with threats. Armed security around Kılıçdaroğlu has been stepped up.
Seccadelerin üstüne ayakkabıyla basabilir.
President Recep Tayyip Erdogan often makes thinly disguised attacks on Kılıçdaroğlu's Alevi identity, in a move seen as seeking to consolidate his Sunni religious base. Until now, Kılıçdaroğlu's identity was widely considered an electoral handicap among religious voters. However, with him the acting head of an alliance of religious and nationalist parties, some observers say Turkish society is changing. Osman Sert, director of Panorama TR Research Company.
It was very important in the country, but nowadays, if you look at the Millet İttifak, the opposition's alliance, you know, the Islamists and the nationalists and the secularists and Alevis and the Sunnis are all together. And it means that it is not too much important as it was maybe 10 years ago. But at the end of the day, it is very difficult to see that people will go to the ballot box and they will be voting for. And it's very difficult to understand for which reason they are voting in favor of Mr. Kılıçdaroğlu or Erdogan. It is not an easy thing.
Kılıçdaroğlu's video is seen as a political gamble. But with over 100 million hits, it's had an impact, says religion and politics expert Gözaydın.
Thinking about the stigmas that the Alevi society has faced up to this time, This is a very, very courageous and a very important step.
İktidar olmakla beraber olmak, beraber mücadele etmek ve kardeşçe ayrışmak değil.
In an increasingly close election, whether Kılıçdaroğlu's gamble will pay off remains to be seen. But win or lose, some observers say he's already changed the country's political landscape. I'm Dorian Jones in Istanbul.